You don't know. You don't even have a clue.
Make that a drop, Foggy. Make that a drop, Foggy. Make that a drop, Foggy.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
No, you know what's funny is I worked there one day, and I'm not shitting you when I say it was the most unorganized, ridiculously, I mean, just everything was wrong that they did. Everything was stupid.
I had two pictures done there. I had one, a poster that my sister sent my father, you know, the typical footprints in the sand thing that everyone has. Mm-hmm. And then my dad bought me a picture for, like, my 18th birthday, I mean, years ago, of it's a photo print of Bill Mazeroski hitting the home run for the Pirates World Series back in the 50s. And it's like it's one of those classic pictures because it has the clock in the picture, the score, the everything. And I had that framed, and they took 2 weeks to do one. And then when I went to, they called about the one, and I went to pick it up, and I was like, "Where's the other one?" They're like, "Oh, I don't know." And I was like, "You don't know?" I just, you know, and they're like, "Well, give us a few hours. We'll find it."
I'm wondering
a few hours.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they do this at every store because they did it the one that I worked at for one day. But you have to show them your driver's license when you pick up your picture.
Yeah.
And I remember nothing is in they don't have alphabetical order and they don't have numbered order. They have it just put away. Yeah. So I had to look for. This lady was picking up two orders, and one I found right away because it had the name on the side. The rest, it's just hundreds of bins, and you got to look for it. And I was like, what kind of fucking system is this? I just got to look for it? You can't just like say it's in slot A or it's in slot 21 or whatever. It's just somewhere in the room. And the lady was taking forever. And then I gave it to her, and you don't pay for anything back there. You give them a piece of paper and write the price on it, and they take it. They're just supposed to go, "Oh, okay, yeah, I'll go give this to the cashier. Yeah, right, I'm just going to take this home," or whatever. So the lady says, she goes, "Did you look at her driver's license?" And I said, "No." She goes, "You're supposed to." It's like, well, maybe you should tell me I'm supposed to do that.
She's going
to
pick up someone else's picture.
Yeah, and another thing is, you know, we worked at MJ Designs Framing for like over 13 years, right? Or Steven worked there longer or whatever. And what was I was going on 14 years or whatever. The first thing they told me is forget what you know. Because you don't know framing anymore. You're starting over. And I was like, wow, okay. So basically, you hired me because of my experience, and then you're telling me I don't have any experience.
Forget what you know. That's so arrogant.
Yeah. It's like, dude, I was the trainer at that company. You know, I can see if I got hired at fucking... Forget what you know. Wait a second. I was a trainer, and I've been to more classes on framing than any of you fuckers.
Right.
Yeah, you could probably ship them down here and I can frame them faster.
Green light.
Yeah, no, I did not watch any of these shows that we're talking about except for Entourage.
Yeah, and wait.
So
which
I need
one
you
was,
to.
Was Entourage.
The one with Dominic, the Dominator.
Okay, the Dominator.
Now,
right,
Steven didn't get to see that, so.
But I saw all the other shows.
we'll kind of mention Big Brother, too, because that's starting next week, and I'm really excited about that.
Oh, is it? What is it starting?
It's starting next Thursday. They're going to announce who's in the house. And the feeds will be on that night, also. They'll turn on.
Is that the 6th?
Let's see what is today.
Yeah, that would be the 6th.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'll be nice.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool. Now, let's see. I have a Hell's Kitchen clip, Last Comic Standing, America's Got Talent. I have Barbara
Walters.
I'm sorry
if that Hell's Kitchen's a little long, but it's...
No, it's really entertaining, so it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, the whole show, he was just on friggin' fire.
I've got two Superman clips, one of Lex Luthor and one where
Lex Luthor, evil real estate agent.
Yeah, the one where Lois is asking Superman where he's been, and it's just a short clip. We'll kind of hit on Superman. We don't have a movie trailer this week.
You know, other than the movie, I think those were two of my biggest problems. I would have liked to have known why it took 5 years, you know, for him to look at a graveyard.
Right. It was apparently the planet's far away.
and yet they're talking in the show, in the movie, about how, you know, remember whenever they're showing him around the world doing things, and they're like, he obviously flies faster than the speed of light.
Right. Well, see, remember, when he's out of our... We'll talk about this during the show, but when he's out of our solar system, he doesn't have the same strength, because he gets power from our sun.
You're right.
He doesn't have superpowers. On Krypton, they were just like us. They were very advanced, but they didn't have superpowers. They couldn't fly and stuff. It's because of our sun that he has his powers.
I was really kind of pissed off at the...
What is that from?
That's one of my favorite lines in any movie from The Frighteners. Michael J. Fox asks if they want the emanations at the beginning, and he's like, oh, I could give a rat's ass.
Okay.
Because that's how I rock them.
I included the little clip at the beginning of the thing of him.
Yeah.
Of him jogging and walking.
We have a new Mulberry-tology message, Steven. Is that even loud enough?
You know, I made it like that on purpose because it was so easy for Credo. Right. I screwed up the pitch, I changed it all around, and then I reversed it.
It's nice and creepy, kind of like lost.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
The lost experience.
Yeah, Credo figured that one out way too easy.
And all plus, I did was reverse it.
Plus he posted on the boards, hey everybody, here's what it is. It was good stuff, though. Now, the Superman thing, we'll do this, Bill. We'll talk about what we liked about it, what we didn't like about it, and do we recommend anyone else seeing
what
it?
What is the message, anyway?
And you will not know until next week.
I should know. I'm the one who started it.
We'll let you know later.
Bastards.
No, you tell me, Steven, what is the message?
Blah, 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 blah.
I will tell you this, Steven.
Tom Cruise is Xenu?
No. Now, Bill, wouldn't you say this, that it's a very important message? That
it is. It's quite important. It involves a great deal of...
L. Ron Hubbard lives.
There's a large deal of gravitas to it.
Yes. Gravitas. All right.
I'm still waiting for somebody to send me that clip from Stern Fan Network.
What is it called? I Like to Kill Deer?
Yeah, that's the
Did you hear the
David Lynch ringtone.
I like to kill deer. I like to kill deer. I like to kill deer.
What is it on davidlynch.com?
Yeah, he's selling these ringtones for $3.99 a piece.
Yeah, you can buy ringtones, and that's one of the ringtones. Phone rings and it says I like to kill deer.
He's fucking bizarre. And I mean, that's a compliment to him. I was talking to Mick last night about how whenever we were first thinking about doing this podcast, about how we went through a bunch of ideas, and one of them was to do a weekly serial about surviving in a zombie world like The Walking Dead.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, damn, I'd love to do that with you guys.
Yeah.
Does Bill know that I've got that book? Have you?
What, the Zombie Survival Guide?
I have that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I love that book. In fact, there's a sequel coming out.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, they're actually going to be doing a movie of it.
Yeah, Brad Pitt freaking bought the rights to it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Apparently, he wants to make a zombie movie. And I'm so pissed because I don't own Dawn of the Dead on DVD, and it was on last night. And I was like, sweet, and I totally fucking forgot to tag it to record. I even went to bed thinking I did. And today when I woke up, I looked at the menu, and I was like, I never tagged to record it. I just, like, it was like I was like, hey, I want to record that, and just didn't tag it. It's
that
like
drives me crazy when I do this shit like that.
It's like
that.
I thought mentally the TiVo would know, hey, record that for me, okay?
No, we don't have that TiVo ability yet.
Yeah. It's funny, like, here's Vanessa calling me. Hold on.
No, we're not doing the show. We're not doing the show.
We're not doing the show.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. I think she's got a swollen bunghole.
I've got a swollen bunghole.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Bill says his is too.
Good Lord. You know, I looked for Galaxy High at Best Buy, but I couldn't get it. I wanted to get that for Heather, kind of like an anniversary gift. That's
going to be one of those ones where you're going to have to get it on.
I like to kill deer.
Because that's how I rock them. I've got an awesome news break. Do you think I ought to do the Star Jones thing? Because I know none of us care and none of us watch the
View. She's just such
yeah,
a
you know what you should do? Just kind of gloss over it. Yeah, and Star Jones quit.
Well, no, it's for us to make fun of. That's what the news clip is. Should I play during the news or should I play at the top of the show? What do you think?
Just leave it a news clip.
Jones was basically fired, and that's what I find so funny about it.
What you she know, was fired
Barbara,
for, too,
Barbara
was...
Walters basically said, don't renew her contract.
Right.
And she acted like she didn't know and that she was fighting for Star Jones to be still be on there.
Yeah, and that was so funny that so then two-faced. Star Jones said, oh, she's two-faced. And then Barbara Walters like, oh, this is tragic. I just love fights.
Well, on the clip I have, she's saying, we weren't going to say anything, but now I'm going to say something because she's forced my hand. I'm going to tell you what the hell's going on. The fact is, we wanted her to say she was leaving the show and she'd announce her new job or whatever, but instead she's being a bitch about it, so I'll tell you this right now. We were never going to sign her on the show for another year.
No! Baba Wawa.
Because she keeps trying to do her free...
Let's see if the sound drops
for
out.
For free by... Name dropping on the show.
Hey, Vanessa, you there?
It is.
Hi, this is PCZ Steven. What's up?
PCZ.
PCZ?
The sound's all screwed up where I sound like Steven.
Podcast really. Zealot.
And Steven sounds like Bill. And Bill sounds
hey,
like
hey, Vanessa,
Eugene.
How are you doing?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm not a real big fan of the new Skype because there's an awful lot of dropping out going on recently.
Yeah, like the last
episode.
I was
thinking we should try, like, Pal Talk or something.
Pal Talk?
What Talk?
Pal Talk is a whole new program. It's like a messaging voice program built into one.
Okay, let's go ahead and start the show. Hey, Vanessa, listen to this cool message. It's weird. Someone sent this to me, to my answering machine, and I don't know what it means.
I like to kill deer. I like to kill deer. I like to kill deer.
Pretty creepy, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, is everybody ready? Let's do this. Wow, it's July 1st? Shit, what the hell happened?
It is July 1st.
July 1st, 2006. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 42. I wanted to get some level 42 for the opening.
We can always get it after.
42.
We'll play it. You gotta chew something real quick for us. We're on the air in a few seconds. Are you guys ready?
Why don't you beat his ass?
Want me to punch aside your face for free?
Surprised you can read that in your condition.
I think they need to split Texas up.
Oh, I'm glad they get rid of that territory. We don't
hey,
have
we're
to
doing something a little different
do hospitals
we're having,
there
dinner
anymore.
With Uwe Boll, the director.
Why
of
does he call him Uwe?
As well as House of the Dead and Alone in the Dark.
Maybe his name's Uwe Boll. Like
wine.
Uwe.
We're gonna talk movies.
in general, the moment
they
trying to really made
do a take off of the dinner.
I guess so, but it's very awkward. Mutiny on the Bounty.
He's so incredibly serious about film. You would think that he was like the best in the world, and he's just such a hack.
Do you think it's kind of like Ed Wood, where he loved film, he loved movies, he loved making them, he just had no talent whatsoever?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because there are a lot of directors today that have no talent but make films. Like, you know, a good example, you know, a lot of people knock what's-his-face, who did X-Men.
Brett Ratner, totally.
Brett Ratner, I mean, yeah, okay, you can direct films or whatever, but nothing I see inspires me. Like, someone who loves film, a lot of times they're inspired by other films that keeps them going. It even inspires them to want to make film. His films, you know, you watch them and then it's over and then that's it. You know,
it's
you
just popcorn. It's just fluff.
And who does anyone aspire to be that kind of artist? I want to make something that people just throw in the trash after they're done, which is kind of like what they do with Nowhere in Mulberry. But damn, I'm just like you, bowl of podcasting. Damn it!
I want to be the next Brett Ratner.
We're the Brett Ratner of podcast. A Mick podcast, if you will.
Unlike the girls like me, she barely speaks.
You know, one of the cool one thing that I like is when people send us feedback and they say, hey, I just listened to your show and I went back and listened to episode 17, your mashup, and I'm starting to watch, you know, listen to all your episodes. That's cool. That shows that even though we talk about a lot of shows that have come and gone, you can still listen to the previous ones. I've always thought that. I mean, hopefully our shows are more interesting than this interview because we haven't paid attention to any of it. But
no,
it's just running in the
back. I think what we need to do with the interview is watch it and then pull the best answers from you.
Does he have any good answers?
Yeah, I mean, he's just so serious. He's like, well, I remember watching film with my mother in the old country.
Ma'am, not enough.
I like the decorations on the table. It's like their food they ordered in, and there's one candle.
Yeah, and the wine glasses, the cheap wine glasses.
And it looks like Yuba Bowl is drinking. Is he drinking a Mr. Pibb right there?
Mountain Dew.
He's drinking a Mountain Dew, but he's got wine also.
Well, you know, you've got to wash down the wine with the Mountain Dew.
I have pictures of all my actors. I blackmail them to make my movies, and we make bad movie.
I pour Mountain Dew into my wine to make a ripple tang drink.
It has lovely zest tang on my tongue.
I like the fluffiness.
I wonder too. I want.
After
this,
I will stoop your wife when interview is over.
How did fat boy like you get such a nice life?
Your wife is ripe for stooping. And when the interview is over...
For you, I'm Christmas tree.
Yes, he is Christmas tree for you.
I want to put you in movie.
Your wife be in movie.
Absolutely.
She stands in for actors who does not show chest.
I will fuck her like I fuck up all my movies.
As bad as I fuck up my movie, that's how bad I fuck you. Oh dear! I will fuck shit out of you!
You are in for big reaming!
I need you to fake orgasm much like Michelle Rodriguez fake acting.
I'll make you show your left breast like Christiana Lorca.
Your left. What happened to the right one? Stunt breast.
That's a stunt breast. You can see the stunt breast.
Damn.
It has scars on it.
It's funny in that Blood Rain, she would only show her left breast because I guess it's her best angle.
Yeah. This is my good breast. This is my bad breast. I hate this breast. She has self-loathing breast.
The nipple is a little off-kilter.
This breast hates itself.
This one hangs a little lower. It's depressed.
This one points to 6 o'clock.
If you look, the nipple is actually a smiley face.
You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Dieter.
Yeah, I am Viewball.
Would you like to touch my monkey?
This is wonderful, Chef Boyardee Ravioli. I'm eating.
Salisbury steak.
You know, when you're going to do an interview, even if it's with U Bull, that's what I'm going to call him that. I don't care what his name really is. It's U Bull. Mike the dude. Put a mic on his lapel.
On his jogging suit?
Don't put a mic under the table.
Yeah, it's such a... You know what? There's no mic under the table. They used a shitty camera, and they just set it up on a tripod and was like, welcome to Inside the Dinner Actor Studio.
You know what it said? On IGN.
Yeah.
It's tough to get in Germany any money for this. And what I learned then is the foreign buyers...
I learned to steal to make movies.
In Germany, they don't care if you blow up a building. You don't need permits.
Yeah, they make me want to make movie about how I hate Jews.
Next, I make movie about deer.
I like to kill deer. I like to kill deer. I like to kill deer.
Who's the chick on the right?
I don't know. I remember as a boy, I wanted to make movie after I saw Leni Riefenstahl, Triumph of the Will. Hitler was a genius.
Good lord. This food is delicious. Hitler was a genius. You just see the wife. Oh my god.
No, they really should have used styrofoam plates and plastic forks so you wouldn't hear that clink, clink.
How come you are not serving bratwurst to me?
Where is my beer?
I need some.
Oops, I got the chicken stuck in between the gap of my teeth.
Do you wear lederhosen?
Who wants to jog with me afterwards? I have my suit on.
We will have a schnitzel at Wiener Schnitzel. I've got nothing.
Hello, Misty. Would you like my cream puff?
Where is U Bull, anyways? Even German? It's like we do the whole. Hey, it's lowest common denominator. We don't do good impressions, alright? We're not fooling anybody. We're doing what we can.
I'm checking to see. Yeah, he's German. He's from Vermelshrinken.
Nice.
Hello, I am from Vermelshrinken.
What I'm if you go back in the film history.
Oh, I watched some hour-long episode of Supergroup.
They are so good even after 20.
I love Will Sanderson. He is my favorite actor.
He is in every movie I make because I blackmail him. His wife is in my dungeon. I will kill her.
I have him in strange Bukkake movies.
Next, I explore Bukkake video game adaptation. Huh? What the hell is he talking about? Next, I make Tron 2, but not call it that.
Computer Man is what I suck at.
Computer Man. DOS Man.
I call it the Ram.
Yeah, Ram the movie. We got Man got from Tron.
Tron 2, the return of Ram.
Oh, the users, the users, the users.
Oh, my user, the Will Sanderson in the office.
Yeah, Will Sanderson. We get Jason Statham fresh from Transporter 2.
I'm going to cast him in Postal.
Postal, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Postal was quite possibly the worst game I've ever played in my life, and yet making a movie out of it.
You know what's cool is the twist to this interview is they poison his food. He drops dead at the end of the interview.
Oh, is this like Last Supper?
Yeah. You will make no more movies, Mr. Bull. What? My ravioli tastes strange.
The last
tastes like arsenic.
Last director's supper.
Yeah.
Where is the shit?
Inside the director's... I got nothing.
Last supper.
Yeah.
But wasn't that the movie with George from Seinfeld? The Last Supper?
He did that. No.
All I know is like a pre-very famous Cameron Diaz is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's my wife.
But no, I'm trying to remember who was like it, the guy who was to be president.
Be a film director, they were not super happy about it.
Yeah.
Oh, not super happy!
They never came up and told me, look, do something else. It is completely senseless, you idiot. Yeah. So this also never happened. And my mother was always supporting me the whole time. And
my mother says your films are brilliant. Was,
my mother would tickle my balls and tell me how beautiful I am.
To get it going.
She was so supportive. She was held my balls for me.
She was quite a ball supporter.
She's like my personal jock strap.
Well, it's very difficult.
She loved my films.
I mean, I don't care what they say. No matter how
I made Super 8 films of my mother.
I mean, after so many hits,
did you see Ultraviolet? What a piece of shit movie. What a piece of shit.
I have so much more talent than Kurt Wimmer.
Did you see Superman Returns? Blah! I shit on that movie. I take huge German dump on it. A schwarzer. Wait, what's a schwarzer?
It's a black.
No. I was like, take a schwarzer. That makes no sense.
I take a black person on it.
It's like, good lord, he's racist too. He's not talented, he's racist, and he hates
Come
Superman.
Come on, I studied under the great Ed Wood.
I lay a big German bratwurst on your Spidey, man.
A steamy bratwurst. You know who is greatest superhero? It is Popeye the Sailor Man.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, yeah. Shazam is great word. Oh, what is that? What the hell is he talking about?
I will make the great movie Super Buggy.
Yes. Oh, yes!
I am going to remake The Dirt Bike Kid.
As you know, I like to make movies of video games. Next, we make Burger Time.
Excite Bike,
the movie. Hey, it would be as good as Supercross, probably.
I want to remake Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl? Journey the Escape is my next film.
Oh my god. I've already signed Steve Perry.
Steve Perry started in Journey the Escape, the movie.
You're really getting it that you get trauma or something. It's not the case. So you were taking my
phone. No, it's like, yeah. That's just a good answer.
So, and,
I think you had to cast Eugene in Journey the Escape.
And I wrote a lot of my phone is not ringing, I'm a slow writer, so I need like hours before I start writing, and I need music. And in the earlier days, I was.
You know, I seriously cannot wait to see In the Name of the King. Same music.
Oh, yeah. Steven, did you know about this? Hey, send me the link to that trailer. Steven's got to see this. Are you on MSN right now?
Yeah, give me a second.
For hours and hours and hours, you're coming into a completely different.
For hours and hours and hours, you can sit in one of my movies and not pay any attention to it.
This is my problem right now. I mean,
for being a guy that makes such horrible movies, he sure does talk a lot.
I am very passionate about talking about movies. It's like, so am I! Hey, what a coincidence! But you know what? I don't try to fucking make the movies!
I'm very passionate about making shitty movies.
Mr. Bull, how is it you get money to make these movies? I give great blowjob.
I extortion.
I swallow.
I am how you say, catcher?
I even let you jam light bulb up my ass. Nice.
My bunghole is very wonderful.
My asshole is Wonderland.
You know that song by John Mayer? It's about me.
It's about my ass.
Donkey!
Fucking donkey!
You feel like giving up responsibility for scripts and like and directing?
Do you ever take responsibility for the shit you churn out?
No,
if I took responsibility.
I take no responsibility in the scripts.
I take cinematic shit on your face.
I told, on House of the Dead, of course, was absolutely not my movie. In a way, I took the script how it was. It was approved.
Oh,
you cannot blame me for that shit.
So, and
I had gun to my head, I swear.
But the shitty bully type was all me.
I directed it, but they took it from me and they edited it the way they want.
I remember the commercial to House of the Dead. It showed the chick jumping straight up in the air with a shotgun, playing that song, I'm about to lose my mind up in here. It's like, who the hell? I guess they marketed it as well as they could.
The best thing House of the Dead is known for is Erica Durant's pre-boob job whipping them out. Really want.
Mm-hmm. So, and then I know, that was crazy. I guess she needed to pay the rent that week. Guys writing it,
and we had she needed to pay for the boob Canada job.
Yeah. And then I'm doing this piece of shit. I'm going to pay for this boob job. People told me
basically you both thank you for my bazooms.
But he had a very much, let's say, ethno kind of thing.
What?
He said artifacts and all that stuff. It was even way, way more as in the Rush Sheva script. And
so what's his next movie called?
Way more,
Dungeon Siege?
Large piece of shit.
I shat on your grave. Predator.
Oh, I could have done so much better.
At least I was involved in the
It's called shit on Selenoid.
Selenoid? I don't think they actually make celluloid anymore, Steven.
That's okay. He still does. He gets it from the old country.
The old country.
Shit, where did... Okay, here we go.
We take that from the fatherland.
Heil Himmler.
Dungeon Siege. In the Kingdom of Ebb.
Ray Liotta.
How did he get Claire Forlani in this?
Scar villain.
Your Majesty. Krug.
Oh, Burt Reynolds. Our entire scouting party. Burt Reynolds, Jason Statham. Oh, what's that one dude's name?
Ray Liotta.
Ray
Shaggy?
Liotta. Yeah, Shaggy. What's his name?
Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, Matthew Lillard. I mean, if he's not going to spend the money on his movie, spend the money on your trailer, because this looks bad. When you hear the cheesy music. Oh. Cliff Olani, what are you doing in this movie? I thought everything was going okay.
It's all been downhill, small rats.
I see Lord of Rings and decide to make my own movie.
Galleon is raising armies, vast armies. I'll kill him.
I even cast Lord of Ring actor.
Lord of Ring.
What do you know of a man they call Farmer?
I put Transporter in movie, along with guy from No Escape. Was good movie.
John Rhys Davies, he carries so much gravitas.
I got Helen Hunt's daughter, Lily Sobeski, in movie. It's like, I don't think she's related.
I got poor man's Helen Hunt.
Yeah, poor man's Helen Hunt. Lily Sobieski.
She does great poetry. Madness
all in arms. Have you ever heard her read poem? It's genius. How
powerful madness. I got Jerry Reed to do soundtrack.
What the hell is Ray Liotta doing in this movie? What kind of incentives does he give in these things? I will have my vengeance. Oh, in production.
Big fan of Eastbound and Down.
I'm a big fan of the Snowman.
Experience was the hardest one so far.
Jesus Christ. Shut the hell up, you.
I love how he just takes himself so seriously. You can't help but sit there and laugh your ass off at that.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't even have clip.
Let me take a puff. Just the way he hounds that guy, it's just relentless.
And if you see the video, he's trying to shut the door to pee, and Carl Money keeps standing in front of the door. He's like, do you mind if I pee?
Couldn't that guy sue Carl Monday for, like, invasion of privacy?
Oh.
Slander?
Come on.
Something.
It's a little too pink.
Well, slander has... You have to prove it to be false.
that could present a bit of a problem.
You're calling me a drunk, and I'm not a drunk.
What's hilarious?
I'm a wino.
What's hilarious about the end of that clip...
terrible palsy.
At the end of the clip, Carl Monday's keeping the guy from going back in the bar, and this black guy walks up. waiting for them to get out of the way so he can walk in. He goes, yo, man, I'm going to be on TV. That's like the very end of
You need to pull that clip.
I'm be on
Channel 3 News, huh?
I like how he's like, you're going to kill somebody now?
Yeah, I think I might. I think I'll kill you.
See, even a drunk's mind is quicker than Carl Mundane.
I love it. It's like,
aren't you afraid you're going to kill somebody?
I'm about ready to kill you.
I'm going to shove this light bulb straight up your ass, Carl Mundane. Then we're going to light it.
You're going to wake up tomorrow and not know how it got there.
You know them super light bulbs that last twice as long?
I'm going to put a 5-year bulb in your ass.
5-year bulb.
And then you're going to have, Ma, I got nothing, shit.